We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Samach Beis Omer Beis, and we are beginning on the top of the Omer, Samach Beis Omer Beis. We just learned that there's a three-way machloikis. If you go out with this perfume hanging from your neck, there's a three-way machloikis if it's Chayav Chatos, or it's Aser, Dimei Rabbanan, or it's Mutter. And we said Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's Mutter, and Rabbi Meir holds Chayav Chatos. And there was a problem there. Rabbi Eliezer said one time, Potter. It sounds like he holds us. So he said it's going on Rameyer. Rameyer, when he says Chayav Chatos, he says Potter really means Mutter. Now, the Brisa we have has Rameyer, Chacham, and Rav Eliezer. And Rav Eliezer says Mutter. So which Rameyer is Rav Eliezer going on that he says Potter? Where is that Machlekes? So Mar says, am I Rameyer? Where is this Rameyer? That we are, there's a Rameyer and a Rav Eliezer with Ad Chacham in between. My Rameyer, the Talmud and the Brisa. Maseitze Isha, Mafteach Shviyada. Isha shouldn't walk out with a key in her hand. She goes out with a key. She is chayev chatos. She's chayev chatos. Lachar, it's a pasuk kasha. Lachar, it's poshut. If she goes out with a key in her hand, she's regular carrying. So some have a girsa and sefta that means wearing a key over her finger. Also, it's chayev chatos because it's not called a piece of jewelry. Divrei Rav Meir. Meir says, Rav Eliezer poiter. But kavelas is tuchus apleiter. Rav Eliezer holds your poter when you wear this perfume over your neck. Who ever asked you to think about kavela? So we're not talking about mafteach, right? We're talking about a key. And Rav Eliezer comes says it's potter by kavela, so stokes of plaiten. What's going on here? The bryce is missing. The Rameyer says you shouldn't go out with a key, you know, over your finger. And v'chem v'kavelas v'chem v'zukos v'plaitin. You shouldn't go out with the perfume over your neck, like teitzei. When we also saw chayev chatos, we go out the chayev chatos. The Rameyer. And on that, Rabbi Eliezer poiter b'kevelas of sloichus alplaitin. Eliezer holds your potter when you wear the perfume over your neck. So this is the Rameyer that said chayim. And Eliezer goes on that your potter, and that's it. Really holds mutter, but use loshon potter because he's going on the words of Rameyer. Says chayim. So the contrast Rameyer is chayim. He says potter, but of course it's mutter according to Rab Eliezer. Zokta Gemara, v'med v'ramurim, when do you say the Rav Eliezer? When does the Rav Eliezer say it's mutter to go out with the besamim pouch over your neck, because sheyesh behem b'isim, when in the pouch, it still has leftover perfume or besamim. Av emem b'isim, if there's no b'isim anymore, it already got used up, chayeves, then she is chayev. And the chiddush is, even though it's still, the pouch itself still smells good a little bit, but since there's no besamim in it, you are chai. That's what Rav Eliezer agrees that you're chai. Because that's not normal to go out with an empty pouch without any besamim, so therefore you're chai. Omar of Ada Barhava. So it comes out from, he has a kasha. That really is a later, is a mechlekes later on. The loch is that to go out, to be chai v'itzah on food, carrying food, you have to have a sheer chosh of a food. It has to be the sheer of a dried fig. But if it's less than that, then the loch is, if you carry that amount of food, you are not Chayiv on Shabbos for Hitzah. And the Mishnah says over there, Shaila, a machlokes, if you walk out with a keli with less than a fig worth of food, so are you Chayiv or not? So one Mayim says you Chayiv on the keli at least, for Hitzah, the keli. The other Mayim says no, that the keli is bottled to the food, and since the food is not a shir, you're not Chayiv. So we might want to taina here, since there's smell in there, it's like you're carrying a keli with less than a shir of food. And Omar about the Bahava, Zoysamaris is void from here. Hamoisi Oichlim Pachos Mikashir Bikli is Chayiv. Because here, Rabbi Eliezer is saying, if there's nothing left of Besamim, Chayiv as the Kli. Why don't you say that the Kli is bottled to the Besamim? And if you don't have a Shir Besamim, you're not Chayiv on the Kli either. You're not Chayiv on the pouch either. And here it's Mashri, you're Chayiv on the pouch. So he says, Zoysamaris, Hamoisi Oichlim Pachos Mikashir Bikli Chayiv. Da ain't behem Besam, there's no Besam in it. Without baisim in it is like pachas v'kashir because it still has a smell. V'ktani chayev, and it says that you are chayev. So it's a raya that a case you bring a keli with very little amount of food in it. You chayev on the keli, just like here you chayev on the pouch when there's no besamim left. So the Gemara of Ashiyam Baal Ma'im Malach Pata. Maybe he holds in the case of the keli there. The keli is bottled to the little amount of food, less than a gregers of food, and really there you be pata. Shani Hacha, the less the Lamasha cloud, there is no Mamashas, there is no Besamim at all, just a smell, just no Be'en. There's no Mamashas, and therefore you can't say that the Keli is bottled to the Besamim, and therefore you Chayiv Haitzah on the Keli. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Once the Gemara mentioned Besamim, the Gemara is going to go through a lot of Pesukim in Amos and other places of the Yidin at the end of the first Beis Mikdash of the Averis they were doing, and therefore they went into Galus because of these Averis. And one of the things the Gemara starts off with is how they enjoyed themselves and they were busy with their enjoyment and not listening to the Musar of the Nevi'im. So it says in the Pasuk, V'reishes Shemonim Yimshachu. They used the best oils to smear themselves. That is this shemen, this oil that we call plaitin in our Mishnah, which is a farsimon, you know, parsimon maybe is the word oil. Special oil called plaitin. Masiv, Rav Yosef, Yosef Zakasha, it says in the Tosefta and Saita, Af al plaitin goes of Rehudim Bava. That after the Churban, they want to make a Zeich l'Churban, so Rehudim Bava asked people to use this oil called plaitin anymore. L'hoid l'cham, l'cham didn't agree. V'i amrit, l'cham v'l'hoid l'cham. The Chum didn't agree. The Amrit was from Tainog. If they used this oil, Mishum Tainog, and they didn't listen to Nevi'im, Amar Lehoidlu, why didn't the Chum agree? They should make a Gzeira on this, because Levaisa, these are one of the things they did wrong. They were busy with enjoying themselves with this oil applied to them. So why was it a Mechlekes between them above and the Chum? Amle Abayah L'Tameich, if what you're saying is true, anything they enjoy themselves with, you can't do anymore. Had the chesiv says in the pasuk another thing they did. Hashoisim mizrukei yain. They drank wine in mizrukei. Mizrukei means also lashon of throwing. And what does that mean? It's like exactly what that means. Rav Ami v'Rav Asi. Chad Omar, it means kanishkonan, which means a glass, tall glass keli that had two straws and two people could drink at the same time. And the reason is, it's called Mizrak, is because it gets like thrown from one straw to another straw. V'chad amar, even more, Mizrikim, Kaisiseyam, Zelazad, they should throw their kaisis one to another, and they were so talented, no wine dripped out of it. And that's how they used to drink the wine. They made a geshmak amatzav. So you tell me now, that because they did that at the end of the Churban Bayis, and they didn't listen to Nevi'im, how can I mean to you can tell me that you're not allowed to drink from these Knishkanin cups? Because of that? So you tell me that Plaitin should be also because they enjoyed themselves. You tell me also with Knishkanon? Vaha rabbar huna ikle beresh glusa. And the shasa be Knishkanon lemidi. When he went to Resh Glusa, he saw them drinking from this cup. Rabbar huna saw in Resh Glusa they were drinking from Knishkanon's and he didn't tell him a thing. So you see that that's not a reason to make Xerial. Call me the Isbe Tainug, Isbe Simcha goes Rabbanon. Only something that has excessive Simcha and Tainug, that they made Xerial. One of the things might be like a certain type of music, a certain type of crowns they wore for chasanas. I mean, this be tainug, let's be simcha the gozer bonum. But something there was no tainug, there was tainug, but no simcha, no excessive simcha, they did not make a gzeir on it. Therefore, the plaitin didn't make a gzeir on it, even though they used that for the tanugim, the shas, the churban habayis. So now Gemara says further of the things they did wrong. Says the pasuk in Amos, "Vayta hasheichvim al mitas shein usruchim al arsoisam." So what does it mean, "sruchim al arsoisam"? We darshim from the word "sruchim," which means smelly. That Amar Rav Yisi Rav Chinam alam shem eshtinim mayim mepnei mitaseim arumim. What they did wrong was they used to urinate in front of their beds arumim. They go out in front of all the people going into Galus and be in front. Because they go to the bathroom in front of their beds, they go into such a bad thing. They're doing it privately in their own house. So they tell me to go to Galus, such a thing? Like that can't be so strong einish or such a thing. We'll see later on, it's not a good thing, but to be at the Sha'inish, that's not, that can't be, Ravo says. Elam Ravo, there were two other couples who ate and drank together, they put their beds together, and they switched their wives, and they smell up their beds with Shukha Zera, that's not theirs. And that's what they did. They were Oivan's nos. Amar Avova. They were Oivan's nos. That's what they did wrong. Therefore, they went Baroish Goylem. So the Moravaita. Amar Avova. Amar Lo Masnita Tana. Some say it's Ravov. Some say it's a Brisa. Gimel Dvar Mavim Es Adam De'Anias. There are three things that brings a person Chas V'Shalom to poverty. Ve'Elohen. Hamash Demayim Efnei Mitosa Arum. Someone who goes to the bathroom in front of his bed. Umazalzal Matilas Yadayim. Someone who's not careful in a Tilas Yadayim. And a ishtoi who curses him. And we'll see, the Gemara explain each one. someone goes to the bathroom from his bed, it's only if he turns his head towards the bed. He goes to the bathroom towards his bed. And Rashi explains that the Tsar of poverty, the Malach of poverty, is called Novil. His name is disgusting. He loves mias places. He loves things that are mias. And if you go to the bathroom towards your bed, that's very mias. And the Malach of Aniyim love that. And that's why a person will come poor for that. If he goes to the bathroom towards away from his bed, less lamba, because since the keluach goes away from his bed, it won't be a problem of any mias. And even mahadapi la puriyaya narvile amaron el la ara. Only if he goes to the bathroom onto the floor. Amana, if he goes into a keli, into a cup, into a bucket, less lamba, it's not a problem. So that's going to the bathroom in front of your bed. It's anias if you go to the bathroom towards your bed and onto the floor. Only if you don't wash your hands at all for Matilas Daim. If you do it, but you don't do it with a big revach, less lamba. It's not a problem. It's a ravahal. I used a lot of water. They gave me a lot of good. So he's saying that there is still a difference between using a revius and using more than a revius. But upon him, if someone's mezalz b'tilas daim, everyone agrees that they come to anias. Why? And the reason is because the b'tilas daim is the hachana for eating your meal, which represents mazon, which represents food, panasa, and therefore, if you do it b'revach, do this mitzvah b'revach, you will be very rich. If your wife curses you, that's also caused anias. What's pshat? I'm a rava. Al iske takshiteh. Talking about on her jewelry. He has the money to afford it, but he doesn't want to do it for her. He doesn't want to do it for her, then it comes to the anias. Because if a person doesn't, he has the money, he doesn't take care of his wife, they're not going to give him what he needs from Shemayim. And that's what causes anias. So Gemara Vayta, Doros Rav Reid Rav Eloi, Ma'ilich Siv Zizna Postik, giving Musa to Klai Yisrael, the people who didn't fear Zach Kahoygen, says in the Postik, Vayoymer Hashem, and the whole Postik reads, Vayoymer Hashem, Yan Ki Govu B'nai Tzion, Vatilachno Na Tuyez Goroin, Umeshakre Sinayim, Holich V'tofo Yuf Tilachno, V'ragleim Ta'akasno, and the Gemara Zach Darsh in every part of this Postik, the girls used to walk with their heads high up in the air, so people should look at them. They walked very slowly, like small steps, that their heel next to the thumb of their foot. And they walked very slowly, like a person whose head is high up in the air. They have to walk very slowly because they can't see what's in front of them. They're going to trip. And they walked like that. And it says Mashakris and Ayim means the what? Avamolin Kuchlin and Ayim used to fill up the eyes with makeup and maramzum, and they used to like wink at the bachrim to try to get their attention. Holich v'tafoiv, they walked like floating. What does that mean? Shem alachas ruach v'tzaksar. They dafka walked the tall girl next to the short girl to bring attention to themselves. The people should look at them. Uvragleim to akasna, they used to. It says with their feet. They angered like a snake with venom of a snake. On Rishchak the Bay Rav Ami Velame Shem Matilas Mar Vafarasim. He's put the Besamim into their shoes. When I lay him into their shoes, Mahalchayis Beshukir Yishlaim. They used to walk through the streets of Yishlaim. Vekimet Shemagiyas Etz Vachur Yisrael. When he saw the Bachrim, Bayitis Bekarkis, they kicked the ground. The Matizis Aleim and the Besamim spritzed on them. Achlisis Behem Yetzahara, and that caused them the Yetzahara Keeres Bekos, like the venom of a snake called a Kos. That's an angry snake. So these girls used to be mamish over on things. God, the Rashi says that I was talking about married ladies did this. And it was it's married ladies did this. My partner say, what was that oinish? Kedarash Rava Ula says in the pasuk, tachas boisim mak yeh. What does that mean? Hamakom shayim fasmai. The place they used to put someone, nasin hamakom hamakom, became rotten. Let's say they put some, or wherever they put some, became rotten. And Shamakum Shayakur is to wear a nice belt, Nas and a coffin became full of wounds. The places where they wore a belt became wounds. Vatakas Maisa Miksha Karcha. Miksha stands for like the hair, they made the hair nice. Hamakum Shayamaskashis boy, the makum where they made the hair nicely. Nasa Karacham Karacham became bald. Vatakas Psigal Machgarasak, which means the Psachum of the Gila, which means the Besa Erva, Yiul Machgarasak. It had to be covered now with sackcloth. Because the Einish was that all those places that they were over the Isser became rotten and full of wounds and became bald. And became wearing a sack. And the pasuk ends off kitachas yoifi. Om Rav Haim Darman Inji chalufa yishufra keva. But makayim, you have yoifi, you have wounds. That's what it means. Kitachas yoifi. All these came instead of the beauty. And says further in the pasuk, v'sipech Hashem kodkoy b'nai siyon. What does that mean? They got tzaras. That was one of the ancient these b'nai siyon, these daughters of siyon got. And sapach, sipach, and sapachas mean the same thing. So you see, it means that they got tzaras. It says further in the pasuk, Vashem poshein ya'ara. So Rav Shmuel have a clue what it means. Chadama means that the poshein means the erva was ya'ara is also pouring. They had a lot of dam ziva poured out for them, and that was the einish. That their mokim erva became like a forest full of hair, and people didn't want to have tashrus with them. Zok the Gemara ends off with the people of Yerushalayim, how they were such manovalim. Amar Rav Yudam Rav, anchi Yerushalayim, anchi shachatz hayu. They spoke b'derech gaiva. Even when they did the averis, they didn't speak it out clear. They spoke b'derech gaiva, like odom amachaveroi, like a princess's friend. B'masarat ha'yayim, like what do you have today? Like what do you have today? B'pas ha'meila. Did you have like strong, hard bread, or bread that's not so strong? And Rashi explains it meant to say that did you have beer with the isha besula or isha beula? And then they asked each other, b'yayin gurdali or b'yayin chardli, with white wine or black wine, which means was it a light woman or a dark woman? The Mesiv Racha, Mesiv Katsa. What is it? What was it? An Isha who was fat or Isha that was not skinny? Mesiv Racha means like a big bet or a small bet. B'chavah Toiv, B'chavah Ra. Like with a good friend or a bad friend, which meant was it an Isha that was a Toivis Mara, like Rashi says. Was it a Toivis Mara or not? Amrav Chista, like we just explained, the Kulam was Nos. All these questions were all questions of Nos. Omra Chavra Mevhuda, Atzei Yerushalayim, it used to be the wood of Yerushalayim used to firewood, Shal Kinemen Hayu. It used to be like cinnamon wood. It smelled very good. Shoshayim Asikim Hem, Rechon Ayrib Chalit Shol. It used to burn the firewood. Their smell, the good smell, went around the whole Eretz Shol. Meshachar V'Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim was Chorav, Nignazu. There's no more. Those wood are no more. Like the Shtayer, Ella, Kisaira. Only a little bit like a barley is left over. Where do you find them? Shtachim V'Gazoy, the Tzimtzayim Al-Kisai. You can find them in the storehouses of the queen Tzimtzai. That's where you can find it. And that's these Atzikonamim, that they were for the Churban, they were used for Asaka. Afterwards, nothing left, and there's nothing left of those pieces of wood.